Our apologies for the coming earworm, but we think it's very important to acknowledge this cultural milestone. It is the 50th birthday of Mana Mana.
Mana Mana.
On November 27th, 1969, a goofy sketch from Jim Henson's Muppets appeared on Sesame Street, and it turns out there's some interesting history here. Writer and CBC radio producer Jennifer Van Evra did some deep research into its origins.
The characters looked very different from the ones that most people know today, so the female singers were what Jim Henson called anything Muppets. So they were just kind of these nondescript female characters with long ponytails. And the male singer was this scrawny little guy in a striped shirt, and he had disheveled hair. He was almost like a jazzy beat poet kind of character. As he gained fame, he also won a name, and that name was Bip Bipadotta. 3 days after that first Sesame Street appearance, Jim Henson and his Muppets, as they were known, performed the song on The Ed Sullivan Show, and that's when it really took off.
Phenomena.
So what a lot of people don't realize is that the song's history actually dates back even further. So it was originally composed by an Italian composer named Piero Umiliani. He mostly composed music for things like spaghetti westerns, and Mana Mana first appeared in a 1968 film called Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
Se il club Salomè è la faccia stanca della Svezia.
It's an Italian film about different aspects of Swedish sexuality. And the song comes up in this very funny scene where a big group of Swedish models are crowding into a sauna. In other words, Mana Mana first appeared in a softcore sex movie.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you to a psychiatrist's office.
There's a hilarious Muppets Tonight sketch. So from 1996, Sandra Bullock plays a psychiatrist who has Kermit the Frog as a patient.
So what seems to be the problem?
Well, doctor, I see these strange creatures every time I say the word phenomena.
She asks if she can try it out, so she says phenomena, and sure enough, the snouts appear, fuzzy, pink, monster-like creatures with big mouths, and then she gets really into it, and suddenly she's the character who's going out of control and starts dancing and scatting away. I think the song's really endured for a few reasons. One is that millions of people know it, either because they grew up with it or they have kids who did. It's also really easy to sing along to and actually kind of demands that people sing along. So if someone says, mana, mana, it's like a kind of call to action. And I bet if you stepped onto a crowded elevator and just said, mana, mana, you'd probably get an answer.
That's CBC broadcaster Jennifer Van Evra leaving us with a song that will never get out of our heads. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro. Thanks for listening and happy Sunday.